Walking meditation is a very useful meditation because it allows us to continue with the theme of turning attention to what is without allowing ourselves to get lost in story. And so usually what happens when we have sense contact, when we see things or feel things or hear things or think things, then what happens is that our mind starts moving and there's all kinds of associations and proliferations and what this means and who it's related to and what the impact is, and we're off on a tangent. So walking meditation is wonderful because there's a lot more sense contact than when we're sitting, and the instruction is to keep coming back, turning attention to the simplicity of what is. The simplicity of what is. The simplicity of what is. So I'm going to show you a couple of different walking meditation styles and encourage you to work with one that will be the most useful for you. Now, if I leave, this widget's not going to pick up, so let me put it in my pocket because it's very frustrating when you can't hear. So the first walking meditation that I'm going to show you is a very slow walking meditation, where really what we're doing is we're letting our breath and our feet come together. So we bring the foot rising up on the in-breath, placing and shifting on the out-breath. So we slow down the walking to meet the breath, rising on the in-breath, placing and shifting on the out-breath. And what's really helpful with this is to relax the back, the shoulders. And so I feel the sensation of my feet on the floor, and when I bring together the breath and the walking, it takes a lot of coordination and focus. And this really helps turn attention towards what is, because I've got too many things to focus on. So the tendency to go off and running with this, that, and the next thing slows down very quickly when I have so many things that I have to pay attention to. I come to the end, I stop, I feel myself stopped, and the same thing, lifting on the in-breath, placing and shifting on the out-breath. And then continuing. So my eyes are open and I see light. My ears are open and I hear sound, but the majority of my focus is on the breath and the sensations of the feet and the legs moving. Rising on the in-breath, placing and shifting on the out-breath. Another walking style is just the natural pace. And here there's several steps for each in-breath, several steps for each out-breath, and at the end of the path, stopping, feeling myself stopping, allowing my weight to sink into the ground, and then turning. Again, my eyes are open, and I hear, I see, I feel. But attention is staying with each sensation, rather than getting lost in a story about any of it. Are there questions about those two styles of walking? And the last style of walking is very quick. And so when we're sleepy, when we've just eaten and we're still digesting our food, when we've had too much to eat, when we can't stay awake, these kinds of things, sometimes when there's a lot of sluggishness in the body for different reasons, then to move as quickly as we can help stir the energy, and then towards the end of the walking, before we come back into the hall, if we slow down, it can help. And this is just as fast as we can. So I feel the contact of my feet and the floor. I feel the wind on my eyes. I feel the movement of my body. I stop. I notice I'm stopped. I turn and I come back again. So, you know, sometimes in meditation, we have this idea, we tell ourselves a story that if we do everything slowly, then that's the right way. And that's a story. Sometimes we need to do it slowly, and sometimes we need to do it fast. And so the right style of meditation is the one that is useful for you with what's happening. And so if there's an awful lot of thinking, sometimes if you slow down and bring the breath and the feet together, that helps allow attention to collect. And so what is useful at any particular time is really dependent on what's going on for you. And every one of us needs to learn to bring forward the discernment on how to investigate what that is. Okay? We need to learn to check and see, where am I at right now? What's useful right now? Not as a way to get distracted, but as a way to bring the right response into the moment. Are there any questions? So is the silence means no questions, or that you're not feeling comfortable to ask questions? In England, when we were in England, the remedy for these kinds of situations was to give people a cup of tea. That solved all problems.
The hip, when I walk right now with my knee, I'm moving very gingerly, carefully. What I'm noticing is the hip is very stiff. And so it's almost like the stiffness of the hip makes me feel more stable. But not all. To be able to walk relaxed is something I'm having a lot of difficulty with.
And so that will be true for many of us, because many of us have all kinds of health things that are going on. And so learning how to work with the health things that we've going on and relax with them, so we're not in battle and we're not ignoring. We're not in battle, we're not pushing forward past something, and we're not ignoring, you've got a whole big huge thing around your knee. Your body is going to be impacted by it. To stay in relationship with what's happening, not to ignore it, but not to use force or pressure or an idea about what you should be doing to move past it.
Just listen to the body.
Say again?
Listen to the body.
Listen and respond to the body. Yeah. Yeah. Very important. Yeah. Listen and respond and come forward with curiosity, with kindness and respect.